San Diego Padres. San Diego.
Have our boys in brown and yellow been fun to watch lately? And yesterday was no exception.
Notice what I'm wearing today, John.
I love that hat. That's the latest retro Padres hat, the giveaway from last time the Padres were home.
Yes.
And it, Tammy, you wear it well. Anyway, Padres start off yesterday. I mean, you know, they've been playing very good baseball. They've had probably the best starting pitching in baseball as of late. So when Matt Waldron gave up three runs in the first inning, you're like, well, I mean, I guess the, you know, hammer was about to drop eventually on this great pitching. And you know, we're going to get a loss today. Padres are like, are you kidding me? They erupt for 12 runs, 20 hits. Man, it was fun to watch. And Waldron, after that first inning, bottled it up and just did another quality game. Padres are fun to watch right now. They're a better team than they were last year with less talent. That just shows the power of a clubhouse, chemistry over talent, and a coach. Sorry. A guy that knows how to properly wrangle all these egos together and get them to perform together. That wasn't what we had last year, despite a much more talented squad.
It's been interesting how often now I tune in to a Padres game. And yesterday when I was leaving the gym, it's the first thing I put on was the Padres game. And that's when I heard it was 11, whatever. I don't even remember at the time. It would have been just after 5. And I was like, woo!
Now, you know,
loved hearing that.
You know, we like to do this. The season was to end today. Mm-hmm. Would the Padres be in the playoffs? And the answer is kind of yes. Because there was a log jam for the third and final spot in the NL Wild Card. Right now, the Braves are in it. The Mets have been red hot. They're in it. But they're only a half game above us and the Cardinals, who are tied for the third. So there'd have to be a playoff if the season ended today. Moral of the story is, Padres, just keep doing what you're doing. Try to separate from the rest of the pack. And fingers crossed, in a month and a half, we're talking about postseason baseball.
Love that. It is time right now, though, for you to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Just for playing me, you're going to get a pair of tickets to go see John Party at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
833-287-1037 is Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Who knows? You might get $100, too. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Don't try to rip someone off from their winning lottery ticket, because the lottery will hunt you down. They will find you.
Man.
And they will prosecute you.
What is Liam Neeson? Does Liam Neeson work for the lottery commission? I will find you.
In Murfreesboro, Tennessee, a man had purchased 2 scratch-off lottery tickets, and he was almost ripped off of $1 million from the clerk.
If you scratch off the front barcode, it'll tell you if it's a winner or not, regardless of whether you scratch off everything showing how much you'd won.
Wait a second. Does that mean you don't have to scratch off all the things? Yeah, you don't play the game. You just...
No.
So what's the fun in that?
So for them to know if it's a winning lottery ticket, right, they aren't looking there to see, did you get all these right? There's a barcode that they scan with the lottery scanner, and it tells them if it's a winner or not.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound... I mean, half the fun is doing the little scratch-off thing.
Yes, it drives
me... That's why it's called a scratch-off.
Drives me nuts when people do that, because it's one of two things. First of all, you're so impatient. Let me play the game for you. I like games. That's why we play. Or it's kind of like you're an addict. You know what I mean? You don't even have time, right?
It's like
you just gotta scratch it off and give it to you.
It's like getting Christmas presents and not wrapping them.
Yeah.
I mean, the anticipation is the fun part,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
He threw it on top of the trash. As that gentleman left, he took the trash outside. And if you follow him on the camera, you can see him grab the ticket, put it in his pocket. He went to the Tennessee Lottery Commission to claim the ticket as his own. And through their normal line of questioning, there were enough red flags for them to say, hey, you need to get all your affairs in order and come back to us, and we're going to hold on to the ticket.
So the guy gives him the tickets to scan.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk scans them.
He sees that they're both winners. One is $40 and one's $1 million.
Whoa.
So he says, yay, you won $40 on one of them. This one's not a winner. Gave him his $40. The guy leaves knowing no different. He takes the trash out to get rid of the evidence, puts the ticket in his pocket.
Wow, look at that.
Whenever there's a big winner like that, the lottery will go through all of the video cameras. That's how, when you see people say, they stole my ticket, and you're like, how are you going to prove that? Well, this is what they do to make sure that the proper rightful owner of that ticket gets it.
Man, so, I had no idea they were such sticklers. I guess you have to be. I wonder how many times this has happened and they've gotten away with it.
Lots, I would imagine. Especially smaller amounts, right? Always check the ticket yourself first. always. Now, here's the thing. They found the original owner of the ticket, which is fantastic. They figured out who it was, that person staying anonymous, which is awesome when they get to do that, by the way.
They have the power to hunt down the person that bought it. I mean,
well, they can see them on camera, see who they are. They figured it out somehow.
Good God.
I
think we found our new Secret Service director.
Yeah, right.
Who's ever in charge of the lottery investigation.
I agree with you. By the way, that clerk is facing a Class A felony for theft of $1 million ticket. Mm-hmm. He's in jail right now.
Bad idea, bro. Yep. You're going to get caught. Don't mess with the lottery.
Thieves.
Moral of the story.
Right.
Jason Aldean is best buddies with Hulk Hogan now, which is crazy for him because when he was a kid, thought Hulk Hogan was a superhero. Now he's his pal, and that's part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading out to Ann in El Cajon. Hey, Ann.
Hi, good morning.
Ann, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you.
And I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Reminder that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Katy Perry's critically unpopular new single, Woman's World, failed to make it into the top 40. It debuted at number 63. Maybe it wasn't a great time for her to quit her day job as a judge on what singing talent show?
American Idol.
Celine Dion is reportedly being paid $2 million to sing one song during the Olympic opening ceremony. So let's play the high-low game. Celine Dion has sold over 175 million records worldwide. Too high or too low?
Too low.
Bindi Irwin had a birthday yesterday. Bindi is the daughter of the late Steve Irwin, an Australian zookeeper and conservationist who is best known as what?
He died from the stingray?
What was his best known as?
He was on TV as a conservationist.
His name on TV.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. George.
All right. Jason Aldean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now he can count on the Hulkster as a friend. What do Hulk Hogan fans call themselves?
Hulksters.
And finally, what's on Keanu Reeves' mind? He says, quote, I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all the time. Hopefully it's not crippling, but hopefully it's sensitized to an appreciation of the breath we have. Oh, my God, Keanu. Keanu was a co-star in the classic Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. The movie spawned 2 sequels. Tell me the name of either of them.
Oh, my gosh. I need more coffee. Their Big Adventure.
All right, let's get Tam back in. And what you got going on today?
Oh, just going to work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work for a title company.
Got you. Okay.
Yes.
Tammy, Ann did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Katy Perry's critically unpopular new single, Woman's World, failed to make the top 40. It debuted at number 63. Maybe it wasn't a great time for her to quit her day job as a judge on what singing talent show?
American Idol. I think she's just fine.
What is up with huge singing stars bombing with releases? J-Lo, Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, all highly anticipated records that have just flopped.
They just didn't pick the right single, I guess.
Man. All right. Well, it's 1-1. Ann knew that. Celine Dion is reportedly being paid $2 million to sing one song during the Olympic opening ceremony. So let's play the high-low game. Tammy, Celine Dion has sold over 175 million records worldwide. Too high or too low?
Too low.
Celine Dion has sold between 200 to 250 million records worldwide. It's amazing to me. And too low as well. You both got that right, 2-2. Bindi Irwin had a birthday yesterday. Bindi is the daughter of the late Steve Irwin, an Australian zookeeper and conservationist who is best known as what?
The Crocodile Hunter.
The Crocodile Hunter. Anne knew every aspect of Steve Irwin, except the fact that he was called the Crocodile Hunter. It's 3-2 Tammy. Tammy, Jason Aldean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now he can count on the Hulkster as a friend. What do Hulk Hogan fans call themselves?
Oh, dang it, I should know this one. I'm going to kick myself in the butt. I know this one, though.
All you Hulkamaniacs.
Hulkamaniacs.
Hulkamaniacs. Anne went with Hulkster, so it's now still just 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Tammy, what's on Keanu Reeves' mind, you ask? He says, quote, I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all the time. Then he goes full-time Keanu. Hopefully it's not crippling, but hopefully it's sensitized to just an appreciation of the breath we have.
Okay,
Keanu. Keanu was a co-star in the classic Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. The movie spawned two sequels. Tell me the name of either of them.
Oh, either of the sequels?
Yes.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 2?
No. It's followed by Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill and Ted's Face the Music. So today we finish with a score of just 3-2, Tammy. And you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
And you will now be going to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 21st to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Have a great, great day, Anne. We appreciate you listening to our program. Before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Anne in El Cajon, and I plugged out Tammy's Performance of Hollywood Knowledge.
So excited that we are finally talking about the Summer Olympics getting underway. We stepped up our game this year. We've got an Olympic coverage team happening, both in France and here in San Diego, and returning to be our John and Tammy Summer Olympic correspondent is
producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
We're excited to hear your in-depth Olympic coverage.
In-depth? We haven't started yet. Friday night, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I love all that pomp and circumstance stuff and the music.
Oh, pumped up to see Snoop Dogg deliver the torch?
I did not know that was happening.
Wait a second, I thought you were our Olympic coverage specialist here. What's going on?
Cherry, so far, I think we might have to step it up in your coverage. Because technically, the games have already started. There's already competitions happening.
You're kidding me. But they're not televised, right?
No, you can see them.
No, they're on TV.
Yeah, you can see them. Uh-huh. It's just that, Sherry, I know in your head, you feel like the start is the whole opening ceremonies,
well,
right?
Well, it is right there in the name, opening ceremony.
That's true, in her defense.
Okay.
Sherry, you can watch the Olympics on either NBC, but more in detail on the Peacock streaming network.
I don't get it.
Oh.
What kind of coverage is this?
I don't know. I don't get Peacock. Hulu.
We should foot the bill so our Olympic correspondent can actually, I don't know, watch the Olympics.
Yes, okay. We'll figure that out.
All right.
I'll get our technical advisors on that.
Questions we should have had answered maybe before we made this phone call.
You should have. Well, we can just skip this all together if you want.
No.
I've been reading up a little. There are 10,500 athletes. Can you believe that? And there are 45,000 volunteers, which is what we could do when they come to L.A.
Oh, that's a good point. That would be kind of fun. Sherry, you would love that.
My aunt gave, you know, the last Olympics that were in L.A., she worked them the whole time in her 70s.
What did she do? Do you remember?
No, she handed out things, you know, and was there, you know, at the certain venues. But
I'm picturing this on your job description. What did you do? I handed out things and I was there. Okay.
Well, Sherry, what can I say? It hasn't been possibly been said already. We're looking forward to your detailed coverage throughout the Olympics. We're going to get you that Peacock streaming network so you can actually watch the Olympics that you're covering. Any particular events that you're really looking forward to?
Swimming, floor exercises with Simone, track and field.
Thank you, our John and Tammy Olympic correspondent, otherwise known.
And can you...
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can you tell me what I missed?
Oh.
Not watching yesterday. See? Now I'm all upset. Okay.
Sherry, I think our time has come to an end.
Okay. Okay, you too.
We'll talk.
I'll be great to hear from you.
We'll talk soon, Sherry. Thank you very much. Enjoy the Olympics.
Bye.
Jessica, how did you not know that she didn't have Peacock before we hired her?
Oh, no, because here's what's going to happen now. Now, I'm going to be in charge of putting that on her TV, which is a whole other thing.
Oh, I have your husband do it. It's his mom.
Yeah, that's true. So we all know how that CrowdStrike mess up with the update knocked down businesses all around the world, right? Took all of our stations off the air for a while.
Delta flights, yeah.
Delta's still dealing with it, trying to get things up. The blackout ended up leading to technology failures across the world. Hospital data systems were affected as well. And it's the largest IT outage in history. Well, how do you fix that? maybe not this way. Apparently, CrowdStrike sent partners who utilize their business $10 Uber Eats gift cards to show that it was very sorry for the additional work that that incident caused. The email also included a line, and this is real, apologies for the inconvenience. And one more thing. Some who received those vouchers found that they were not redeemable, that they didn't work.
So they shut down the world, basically, and they sent the people that fixed their problem $10 gift cards?
I bet you can think in your mind, cheap bosses, cheap business owners, the way that they say sorry or thanks.
I don't know.
You're like,
$10 gift card? Was the Jelly of the Month Club busy?
Yes. I want to say this, and please beep it out. Does
don't know. Must beep that out.
Doesn't it sound like something they
yes,
would do?
Yes, we cannot delve any further into this conversation. I like where I work too much. I just signed a new lease.
Oh, my God. I mean, just seriously, who thought, hey, that's a good idea?
I
understand in the heated moment, you're like, okay, we got to do something to say I'm sorry, but a $10 gift card for Uber Eats? What does that cover? Maybe your driver fee?
Nah, right.
It doesn't even buy anything.
Yeah. Remember when we shut the world down and you fixed it? Here's our way of saying thanks. Enjoy half a burrito, not including tip, from Uber Eats. You're right. Whoever in the boardroom thought, I know how we say thank you, boss.
Yes.
$10 gift cards. I'm starting to seriously think about writing a book called How Did You Think That Was a Good Idea?
Right.
$10 Uber card for shutting down the world is chapter two. Right after chapter one, the guy who worked for BET or the person that worked for BET that thought it was a good idea during the BET Awards to put O.J. Simpson in the in memoriam.
That's why
the book's called How Did You Think That Was a Good Idea?
Coming up at 8:30, we have a chance for you to win cash. Yes, cold hard cash, not a $10 Uber Eats certificate. With John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot at 8:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You are now free to move about the country.
Feel free to move around the country, but you're not going to be able to do so in any seat that you want any longer.
Not with Southwest Airlines. After 50 years, they are getting rid of their open seating model. They say the number one reason that people don't book with Southwest Airlines is the open seating.
That's why I don't book with Southwest Airlines. I want to know where I'm sitting. I want to be able
too.
To pick out where I'm sitting and not have to be stressed out. Like, oh, man, if I get the wrong group, then
yes.
I'm not going to have a good seat.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you another reason, I think, is because you can't count on people doing the right thing. We've all seen this where people walk in and they pay for one person to get the quicker boarding and then they block seats with their sweaters and people just aren't honest about it.
Are they allowed to do that on Southwest?
They're not supposed to, but
they
do.
No, but they do it anyway.
Yeah. So I guess I'm the only one then that likes the open seating.
Well, when they say about 80 to 85% of people prefer a reserve seat, you're part of that 15 to 20% that really like that open seating option, Jess.
See, I don't understand that at all. You're such a person that wants everything detailed, that wants everything written down, everything laid out for you, but yet you're like, I'll sit where I sit. I don't care.
Well, because number one, I think that's what keeps the prices cheaper, so I can get that exit row for the same price.
Okay.
I just don't mind it because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll sit here today and I'll see somebody that looks fun and interesting and sit next to them. And
don't tell me you're a plane talker.
No, I'm not. Really, I'm looking for the person that looks like they're also not a plane talker so that I don't have to talk to them. Like,
okay.
That's the actual
So
truth.
You've got very specific details of the things that you require from the person sitting next to you on the airplane. Okay, I want someone that looks pleasant and nice but doesn't say a damn word the entire flight.
Exactly. I'm now, sorry. Who doesn't?
So you're saying that you're bothered by the fact now that you have to have a reserve seat on South, that they'll assign seats on Southwest.
Yeah, because number one, I'm worried that they're going to raise their prices because their prices are great. And especially for that exit row, because that's what they said, that they were where they're going to charge a premium for those more desired rows, sure, like the exit row with the more leg one.
For more than 50 years, you've picked your own seat. Oops.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
No one wants to pick their own seat. The Post Office is honoring the greatest game show host of all time, in my opinion. That's part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's Hollywood Knowledge.
Cindy's in La Mesa. Cindy, how are you?
I'm fabulous, sir. How?
So we all know how that CrowdStrike mess up with the update knocked down businesses all around the world, right? Took all of our stations off the air for a while.
Delta flights, yeah.
Delta's still dealing with it, trying to get things up. The blackout ended up leading to technology failures across the world. Hospital data systems were affected as well. And it's the largest IT outage in history. Well, how do you fix that? maybe not this way. Apparently, CrowdStrike sent partners who utilize their business $10 Uber Eats gift cards to show that it was very sorry for the additional work that that incident caused. The email also included a line, and this is real, apologies for the inconvenience. And one more thing. Some who received those vouchers found that they were not redeemable. That they didn't work.
So they shut down the world, basically, and they sent the people that fixed their problem $10 gift cards?
I bet you can think in your mind, cheap bosses, cheap business owners, the way that they say sorry or thanks.
I don't know.
You're like,
$10 gift card? Was the Jelly of the Month Club busy?
Yes. I want to say this, and please beep it out. Does
don't know. Must beep that out.
Doesn't it sound like something they would
yes,
do?
Yes, we cannot delve any further into this conversation. I like where I work too much. I just signed a new lease.
Oh, my God. I mean, just seriously, who thought, hey, that's a good idea?
Yeah, I
understand in the heat of the moment, you're like, okay, we got to do something to say I'm sorry, but a $10 gift card for Uber Eats? What does that cover? Maybe your driver fee?
Nah, right.
It doesn't even buy anything.
Yeah. Remember when we shut the world down and you fixed it? Here's our way of saying thanks. Enjoy half a burrito, not including tip, from Uber Eats. You're right. Whoever in the boardroom thought, I know how we say thank you, boss.
Yes.
$10 gift cards. I'm starting to seriously think about writing a book called How Did You Think That Was a Good Idea?
Right.
$10 Uber card for shutting down the world is chapter two. Right after chapter one, the guy who worked for BET or the person that worked for BET that thought it was a good idea during the BET Awards to put O.J. Simpson in the in memoriam.
Oh,
that's why
God.
The book's called How Did You Think That Was a Good Idea?
Coming up at 8:30, we have a chance for you to win cash. Yes, cold hard cash, not a $10 Uber Eats certificate. With John and Tammy's high-low jackpot at 8:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
You are now free to move about the country.
Feel free to move around the country, but you're not going to be able to do so in any seat that you want any longer.
Not with Southwest Airlines. After 50 years, they are getting rid of their open seating model. They say the number one reason that people don't book with Southwest Airlines is the open seating.
That's why I don't book with Southwest Airlines. I want to know where I'm sitting. I want to be able to pick out where I'm sitting and not have to be stressed out. Like, oh, man, if I get the wrong group, then I'm not going to have a good seat.
And I'm going to tell you another reason, I think, is because you can't count on people doing the right thing. We've all seen this where people walk in and they pay for one person to get the quicker boarding and then they block seats with their sweaters and people just aren't honest about it.
Are they allowed to do that on Southwest?
They're not supposed to, but
they
do.
But they do it anyway.
Yeah. So I guess I'm the only one then that likes the open seating.
Well, when they say about 80 to 85% of people prefer a reserve seat, you're part of that 15 to 20% that really like that open seating option, Jess.
See, I don't understand that at all. You're such a person that wants everything detailed, that wants everything written down, everything laid out for you, but yet you're like, I'll sit where I sit. I don't care.
Well, because number one, I think that's what keeps the prices cheaper, so I can get that exit row for the same price.
Okay.
I just don't mind it because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll sit here today and I'll see somebody that looks fun and interesting and sit next to them. And
don't tell me you're a plane talker.
No, I'm not. Really, I'm looking for the person that looks like they're also not a plane talker so that I don't have to talk to them. Like, okay. That's the actual
So truth. You've got very specific details of the things that you require from the person sitting next to you on the airplane. Okay, I want someone that looks pleasant and nice but doesn't say a damn word the entire flight.
Exactly. I'm now, sorry. Who doesn't?
So you're saying that you're bothered by the fact now that you have to have a reserve seat on they'll assign seats on Southwest.
Yeah, because number one, I'm worried that they're going to raise their prices because their prices are great. And especially for that exit row, because that's what they said, that they were, where they're going to charge a premium for those more desired rows, sure. Like the exit row with the more leg one.
For more than 50 years, you've picked your own seat. Oops.
Yeah, that
doesn't sound right. No one wants to pick their own seat. The Post Office is honoring the greatest game show host of all time, in my opinion. That's part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Cindy's in La Mesa. Cindy, how are you?
I'm fabulous, sir. How are you?
Very well. Appreciate you asking. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, Cindy?
Tammy, can you please exit the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Cindy, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Cindy, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
What's on Keanu Reeves' mind? He says, I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all the time. In what movie series does Keanu play an assassin that basically kills everyone?
Is that John Reacher?
Jason L. Dean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now he can count on the Hulkster as a friend. What does Hulk Hogan do to his shirt before every match?
Rips it off.
On this day in 1999, Saving Private Ryan was released. What multiple Oscar winner was the star of that movie?
Oh, Forrest Gump. Oh my God.
You know it. Come on.
I do. Forrest Gump. It's not coming up. Oh my God.
Oh no. All right.
I failed.
Let's move on. The Post Office released a stamp of Alex Trebek in honor of the late Jeopardy host's birthday. Who currently hosts Jeopardy?
Maya Bialik.
And finally, Halle Berry is recognizing the 20th anniversary of the disaster of the Catwoman movie. Michelle Pfeiffer was legendary as Catwoman on the second Batman movie. What was that called?
Batman's Revenge.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Boy, it's crazy, Cindy. You were so close on so many of these.
I know.
So, Cindy, what's happening with you today? What's going down?
Headed into work. I work for a state agency.
Ooh, a state agency that shall rename nameless, or else we'll have to come down here and take care of business.
Right.
Timmy, Cindy did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
What's on Keanu Reeves' mind? He says, quote, I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all the time. He must be great at parties. Wow. What a drag. You're only 59, bro. Yeah. In what movie series does Keanu play an assassin that basically kills everyone?
John Wick.
Cindy mixed up John Wick with Jack Reacher and went with John Reacher.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Cindy. I couldn't give it to you. 1-0, Tammy.
Oh, good.
Tammy, Jason L. Dean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now he can count on the Hulkster as a friend. What does Hulk Hogan do to his shirt before every match?
He rips it off.
That's exactly right. Cindy knew that. 2-1, Tammy. On this day in 1999, Saving Private Ryan was released. What multiple Oscar winner was the star of that movie?
Tom Hanks.
Cindy went with Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Could not come up with Tom Hanks. You know what, though, Cindy? Give yourself a break. He's not a household name.
Sean!
That, man.
It's 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, the Post Office released a stamp of Alex Trebek in honor of the late Jeopardy host's birthday. Who currently hosts Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings,
the best Jeopardy player of all time. Now, Cindy, I kind of wanted to give that one to you because you said Maya Bialik. She's not the host any longer. They took that job away from her and gave it right to Ken Jennings. So I couldn't. Sorry about that. She did host for a little while, though. It's 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Halle Berry is recognizing the 20th anniversary of the disaster of the Catwoman movie. You know, for someone that says, why is everyone putting the blame on me for that?
Yeah.
She's certainly celebrating the hell of the 20th anniversary of this garbage movie.
Yeah, well, she's wearing the outfit, too.
Mm-hmm. Michelle Pfeiffer, on the other hand, was legendary as Catwoman on the second Batman movie. What was it called?
I don't know. All I have is Batman Returns.
That's right.
Oh, is it?
That's exactly right. Cindy almost had it. She went with Batman's Revenge. I thought you had it for a second. Unfortunately, Cindy, not going to happen today. Tammy beats you by a clean sweep, 5-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
A pair of tickets to go see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 21st.
Sounds lovely.
Cindy, unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Cindy in La Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Is being called, quote, average girl pretty an insult? Or not the best compliment. Unfortunately, that's what Kelsey, who's in downtown San Diego, is dealing with right now. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hi, good morning.
So, Kelsey, tell us your story. We know that you've been dating a guy. How long have you guys been dating?
We've been on, like, 4 dates now.
On the last one, he said something to you that really hit you the wrong way. Go ahead and tell us what happened.
Yeah, sure. So, on our last date, he, like, out of the blue said, to be honest, like, don't take this the wrong way, but, you know, you're not Sydney Sweeney attractive. He was like, you're pretty, but you're, like, average girl pretty. And I don't know. Like, I feel like I should be focusing on the part where he said you're pretty. But, like, I think it was kind of weird and out of the blue to just, like, tell me I'm sort of average looking.
So you guys weren't, like, having a conversation, like, talking about, like, celebrities, and you were like, oh, he's hot, and he's hot, and he's not so much, and he's like, yeah, she's beautiful, Sydney Sweeney's pretty, and then he said that?
No, he was kind of, like, looking at me, and then there was a pause, and then he said it.
Any chance he was joking?
I mean, maybe, but he was really sincere, so either he has, like, kind of an odd sense of humor, or he was not joking.
And, you know, leading it off with don't take this the wrong way is just, that's just not the best lead in.
Anytime anybody says that, there's always going to be something that you're probably not going
to
like.
Right. It ranks right up there with, I don't mean to offend you, but I'm about to offend the hell out of you right now.
What else about him? What have you noticed in these 4 dates that you really like?
Well, we have, like, really good conversation, and I feel like there's chemistry there. I mean, you know, I've gone on 4 dates with this guy. Like, I don't go on 4 dates with a lot of guys.
That was kind of what I was thinking, and I'm not trying to get too personal with you or have you disclose something you're not comfortable disclosing, but, I mean, things have been progressing nicely as far as the romance side of things?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's just, you know, a natural, like, chemistry and connection there, and I didn't have any reason to think he didn't find me attractive, so that's why the comment just kind of threw me off.
Well, and it came out of nowhere, which is the weird part that I think that's the weird part.
So our phone number is 833-287-1037. As a guy, things a lot of times, I'm trying to give this dude the benefit of the doubt, thinking that maybe he completely screwed up his compliment. Maybe he was joking.
Maybe he thought he said the first part out loud, like there was some other part of the conversation.
Kelsey, we're not that bright of a group. I'm not going to lie to you. You maybe have figured that out already. Anyway, let's see what you have to say to help Kelsey out. Kelsey, would you mind hanging out and seeing what our KSON loyal listeners have to say? Maybe they can loan you some perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to hear.
833-287-1037. What do you think Kelsey should do? Love him or list him?
On our last date, he, like, out of the blue said, to be honest, like, don't take this the wrong way, but, you know, you're not Sydney Sweeney attractive. He was like, you're pretty, but you're, like, average girl pretty.
Yeah, as far as compliments goes, not the best one ever. That was Kelsey in downtown San Diego, and we're trying to find out whether she should love him or list him. Joey in Rancho Bernardo, what do you think Kelsey should do? Love him or list him after that not-so-good compliment?
Listing all day, every day. Man, look, if you're with a lady and you guys are spending time together, that should be the most beautiful thing in your eyes in the world sitting in front of you.
Wow, what a romantic.
And no kidding.
Well, you should tell ladies they're beautiful and you love them every day.
Madison in Chula Vista, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
Look, I think they need to start off by having a conversation about this, but my first instinct is going to be list him. Because if he's saying that on date number four. Imagine what he's going to say 3-4 months down the line, a year. And who knows?
All right. I love the idea of a conversation, though. That's totally true. Shannon and Claremont, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
Ew, list him all the way. That is such a red flag. Like, come on. That was so unnecessary to be like, oh, you're not Sydney Sweeney hot, but you're Average Girl hot. Get out of here.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Kelsey has been waiting to hear your advice.
Kelsey, KSON loyal listeners have chimed in, given their perspective. What does Kelsey feel like doing in her gut?
I'm so torn because that comment really hit me, but I also feel so connected to this guy and, like, honestly don't really feel this type of connection with people very often. And so I don't want to just write him off because of one thing he said, but I feel like I'm going to be really aware of any time he's like talking about other celebrities or like commenting on my appearance. Like, I'm just going to be a little more weary, I think, but I don't think I want to totally write him off just because of this.
Well, Kelsey, a lot of our KSON loyal listeners were saying, you got to sit down and tell this guy that he hurt your feelings. Has that conversation happened?
No, and I think that's on me, too. I think I maybe should have said something in the moment, but I'm kind of non-confrontational.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably something I should say that irritated me, because he doesn't know that, you know, and that's not his fault.
It's great, and you'll get a perspective from him, and that'll really help you understand things, I think.
Yeah.
Well, listen, either way, we want you to be happy. We hope this all works out for you, because it does sound like you do care about this guy and that something cool could happen if this gets cleared up. So we hope it does. Either way, thank you for sharing your life with us, Kelsey.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Cindy's in La Mesa. Cindy, how are you?
I'm fabulous, sir. How are you?
Very well. Appreciate you asking. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, Cindy?
Tammy, can you please exit the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Cindy, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Cindy, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
What's on Keanu Reeves' mind? He says, I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all the time. In what movie series does Keanu play an assassin that basically kills everyone?
Is that John Reacher?
Jason L. Dean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now he can count on the Hulkster as a friend. What does Hulk Hogan do to his shirt before every match?
Rips it off.
On this day in 1999, Saving Private Ryan was released. What multiple Oscar winner was the star of that movie?
Oh, Forrest Gump. Oh my God.
You know it. Come on.
I do. Forrest Gump. It's not coming up. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. All right.
I failed.
Let's move on. The post office released a stamp of Alex Trebek in honor of the late Jeopardy host's birthday. Who currently hosts Jeopardy?
Maya Bialik.
And finally, Halle Berry is recognizing the 20th anniversary of the disaster of the Catwoman movie. Michelle Pfeiffer was legendary as Catwoman on the second Batman movie. What was that called?
Batman's Revenge.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Boy, it's crazy, Cindy. You were so close on so many of these.
I know.
So, Cindy, what's happening with you today? What's going down?
Headed into work. I work for a state agency.
Ooh, a state agency that shall remain nameless, or else we'll have to come down here and take care of business.
Right.
Timmy, Cindy did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
What's on Keanu Reeves' mind? He says, quote, I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all the time. He must be great at parties. Wow. What a drag. You're only 59, bro. Yeah. In what movie series does Keanu play an assassin that basically kills everyone?
John Wick.
Cindy mixed up John Wick with Jack Reacher and went with John Reacher.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Cindy. I couldn't give it to you. 1-0, Tammy.
Okay.
Tammy, Jason L. Dean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now he can count on the Hulkster as a friend. What does Hulk Hogan do to his shirt before every match?
He rips it off.
That's exactly right. Cindy knew that. 2-1, Tammy. On this day in 1999, Saving Private Ryan was released. What multiple Oscar winner was the star of that movie?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Cindy went with Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Could not come up with Tom Hanks. You know what, though, Cindy? Give yourself a break. He's not a household name.
Oh, Sean.
I love that, man.
It's 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, the post office released a stamp of Alex Trebek in honor of the late Jeopardy host's birthday. Who currently hosts Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings, the best Jeopardy player of all time. Now, Cindy, I kind of wanted to give that one to you because you said Maya Bialik. She's not the host any longer. They took that job away from her and gave it right to Ken Jennings. So I couldn't. Sorry about that. She did host it's for a little good. While, though. It's 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Halle Berry is recognizing the 20th anniversary of the disaster of the Catwoman movie. You know, for someone that says, why is everyone putting the blame on me for that?
Yeah.
She's certainly celebrating the hell of the 20th anniversary of this garbage movie.
Yeah, well, she's wearing the outfit, too.
Mm-hmm. Michelle Pfeiffer, on the other hand, was legendary as Catwoman on the second Batman movie. What was it called?
Gosh. I don't know. All I have is Batman Returns.
That's right.
Oh, is it?
That's exactly right. Cindy almost had it. She went with Batman's Revenge. I thought you had it for a second. Unfortunately, Cindy, not going to happen today. Tammy beats you by a clean sweep, 5-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
A pair of tickets to go see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Woo-hoo! Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 21st.
Sounds lovely.
Cindy, unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Cindy in La Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Is being called, quote, average girl pretty an insult? Or not the best compliment. Unfortunately, that's what Kelsey, who's in downtown San Diego, is dealing with right now. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hi, good morning.
So, Kelsey, tell us your story. We know that you've been dating a guy. How long have you guys been dating?
We've been on like 4 dates now.
On the last one, he said something to you that really hit you the wrong way. Go ahead and tell us what happened.
Yeah, sure. So, on our last date, he, like, out of the blue said, to be honest, like, don't take this the wrong way, but, you know, you're not Sydney Sweeney attractive. He was like, you're pretty, but you're, like, average girl pretty. And I don't know. Like, I feel like I should be focusing on the part where he said you're pretty. But, like, I think it was kind of weird and out of the blue to just, like, tell me I'm sort of average looking.
So you guys weren't, like, having a conversation, like, talking about, like, celebrities, and you were like, oh, he's hot, and he's hot, and he's not so much, and he's like, yeah, she's beautiful, Sydney Sweeney's pretty, and then he said that?
No, he was kind of, like, looking at me, and then there was a pause, and then he said it.
Any chance he was joking?
I mean, maybe, but he was really sincere, so either he has, like, kind of an odd sense of humor, or he was not joking.
Yeah. And, you know, leading it off with don't take this the wrong way is just, yeah. That's just not the best lead in.
Anytime anybody says that, yeah. There's always going to be something that you're probably not going to like.
Right. It ranks right up there with, I don't mean to offend you, yes. But I'm about to offend the hell out of you right now.
What else about him? What have you noticed in these 4 dates that you really like?
Well, we have, like, really good conversation, and I feel like there's chemistry there. I mean, you know, I've gone on 4 dates with this guy. Like, I don't go on 4 dates with a lot of guys.
That was kind of what I was thinking, and I'm not trying to get too personal with you or have you disclose something you're not comfortable disclosing, but, I mean, things have been progressing nicely as far as the romance side of things?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's just, you know, a natural, like, chemistry and connection there, and I didn't have any reason to think he didn't find me attractive, so that's why the comment just kind of threw me off.
Well, and it came out of nowhere, which is the weird part that I think that's the weird part.
So our phone number is 833-287-1037. As a guy, wrong things a lot of times, I'm trying to give this dude the benefit of the doubt, thinking that maybe he completely screwed up his compliment. Maybe he was joking.
Maybe he thought he said the first part out loud, like there was some other part of the conversation.
Kelsey, we're not that bright of a group. I'm not going to lie to you. You maybe have figured that out already. Anyway, let's see what you have to say to help Kelsey out. Kelsey, would you mind hanging out and seeing what our KSON loyal listeners have to say? Maybe they can loan you some perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to hear.
833-287-1037. What do you think Kelsey should do? Love him or list him?
On our last date, he, like, out of the blue said, to be honest, like, don't take this the wrong way, but, you know, you're not Sydney Sweeney attractive.
He was like, you're pretty, but you're like average girl pretty.
Yeah, as far as compliments goes, not the best one ever. That was Kelsey in downtown San Diego, and we're trying to find out whether she should love him or list him. Joey in Rancho Bernardo, what do you think Kelsey should do? Love him or list him after that not-so-good compliment?
Listing all day, every day. Man, look, if you're with a lady and you guys are spending time together, that should be the most beautiful thing in your eyes in the world sitting in front of you.
Wow, what a romantic.
And no kidding.
You should tell ladies they're beautiful and you love them every day.
Madison in Chula Vista, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
Look, I think they need to start off by having a conversation about this, but my first instinct is going to be list him. Because if he's saying that on date number 4, imagine what he's going to say 3-4 months down the line, a year. And who knows?
All right. I love the idea of a conversation, though. That's totally true. Shannon in Claremont, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
Ew, list him all the way. That is such a red flag. Like, come on. That was so unnecessary to be like, oh, you're not Sydney Sweeney hot, but you're average girl hot. Get out of here.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Kelsey has been waiting to hear your advice.
Kelsey, KSON loyal listeners have chimed in, given their perspective. What does Kelsey feel like doing in her gut?
I'm so torn because that comment really hit me, but I also feel so connected to this guy and, like, honestly don't really feel this type of connection with people very often. And so I don't want to just write him off because of one thing he said, but I feel like I'm going to be really aware of any time he's like talking about other celebrities or like commenting on my appearance. Like, I'm just going to be a little more weary, I think, but I don't think I want to totally write him off just because of this.
Well, Kelsey, a lot of our KSON loyal listeners were saying, you got to sit down and tell this guy that he hurt your feelings. Has that conversation happened?
No, and I think that's on me, too. I think I maybe should have said something in the moment, but I'm kind of non-confrontational.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably something I should say that irritated me, because he doesn't know that, you know, and that's not his fault.
It's great, and you'll get a perspective from him, and that'll really help you understand things, I think.
Yeah.
Well, listen, either way, we want you to be happy. We hope this all works out for you, because it does sound like you do care about this guy and that something cool could happen if this gets cleared up. So we hope it does. Either way, thank you for sharing your life with us, Kelsey.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.